Hey, it's Beth here, over 65 and talking, episode 282. Okay, all my good ideas for how to have Christmas cheer aren't working today. None of them. I mean, I've got this job to do. I have to wrap presents and put them under the tree. And I don't have any boxes because last call's gone. All the stores I know are gone. So I'm going to use old boxes that I couldn't let go of because the gifts were so good, like Tiffany's. I'm going to be putting a shirt from TJ Maxx in a Tiffany's box. I think people are going to, you know, get all excited and then, like, anticlimactic gift giving. I just think it's going to backfire. I'm pretty sure this is not a good idea. Another one is a Dulce Gabbana box. I bought something there once, like, 30 years ago, 20 years ago, and I love everything about it. I kept the price tag. I kept everything because it was like a monumental experience for me. So I'm going to be putting something, I think, from the grocery store. It's like my shopping this year has been a little, it's always been this bad, but this year it's just, the boxes are just misleading. That's what they are. They're misleading. So I just can't move. I mean, I've been looking at the place I'm going to do this, the table, for an hour. And I thought, well, I've got to just think of something. So I thought maybe if I could laugh, it'd be good. So I went and I looked up some Christmas jokes and from some comedians. And Jim Gaffigan has a good one. He says, ever wonder what people got Jesus for Christmas? It's like, oh, great socks. You know, I'm dying for your sins. Yeah. But thanks for the socks. They'll grow great with my sandals. What do you think I am, German? That's kind of cute. Okay, so then this crazy guy named Stephen Wright did this joke, and he said that he bought his brother wrapping paper for Christmas. So he was trying to gift wrap the wrapping paper, and that's even worse than my problem. So he just didn't know how to do it, so he just gave up with Christmas and everything, which I feel very similar to him this year. Phyllis Diller, who I haven't heard her name in years, and when I was a kid, I thought she was hysterical with her husband, Fang. Okay, she says, what I don't like about office Christmas parties, is looking for a job the next day. Okay, I can see you're saying that. Okay, so Johnny Carson, oh, these are wonderful. Johnny Carson says, mail your packages early so the post office can lose them in time for Christmas. That's so cute. Oh, Joan Rivers, this thing must be like as old as I am. That's great. Joan Rivers says, this is a good one. The one thing women don't want to find in their stockings on Christmas morning is their husband. That's cute. And you should see her dress. She's beautiful. John Stewart, Christmas and New Year are actually two holidays. So there is a plural, which in English language necessitates the use of S's. I suppose you could say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, but you probably don't have time. He's talking about another comedian. He says, so you say Happy Holidays. What's the rush? So I'm thinking, I hadn't thought about that. I think Happy Holidays includes all the holidays. So John, go back to saving dogs and cats. Okay, Jerry Seinfeld says that the true spirit of Christmas is people being helpful to other people, and I don't have to do it. So he says, that's the true spirit of Christmas. People being helped by people other than me. I do like that too. I like hearing stories about people, you know, giving families Christmas trees, and I just love it. I feel so much better about myself. I don't know how I do it, but try it. It might work for you too. Okay, Wanda Sykes, who is hysterical. She has the best one. She says, I love my family, but my family? They're the type of people that never let you forget anything you ever did. She said she was in the first grade Christmas play, and she was playing Mary. Now, during the course of the play, she dropped the baby Jesus. They still talk about it. 60 years later, they're still talking about it. So she goes to a family reunion, and one of her cousins has a baby, right? So she says, oh, that's a cute baby. Can I hold it? And her aunt comes rushing up, who's still alive, and says, don't you give her that baby. You know what she did at that Christmas pageant, she dropped the baby Jesus. That is true. You can never, ever go home if you're not willing to lose all your self-esteem. So, Lewis Black says, every year, Christmas gets longer and longer, and you don't care, do you? He's screaming now. Every year, you just take more and more of the calendar for Santa Claus. How long does it take for people to shop? It's beyond belief. It's insane. When I was a kid, Halloween was Halloween. Now Santa's got his head poking in it. That's cute. Okay, Mark Maron, he's funny. I've had this look for about a year. Oh, this is cute. I usually grow this beard just around Christmas time. I like to go to malls dressed as Jesus, and I like to then walk around the mall and go, no, that wasn't what it was supposed to be about, people. I could see him doing this, really. Then if there's a Santa at the mall, I walk up to him and I say, listen, fat man, you're just a clown at my birthday party. My gosh, wonder where he can do that anymore. This must have been written many, many years ago. Okay, so then we've got, oh my gosh, George Carlin, who is so great. The main reason Santa is so jolly is because he knows where all the bad girls live. Oh my gosh, he's so cute. I miss him. Okay, Jay Leno. The Supreme Court has ruled that they cannot have a nativity scene in Washington, D.C. This wasn't for any religious reason. They just couldn't find three wise men and a virgin. I've heard that before. Now, P.J. O'Rourke, I haven't heard that name in years. He wrote some really funny books. I wonder what happened to him. So he says, there is a remarkable breakdown of taste and intelligence at Christmas time. Mature, responsible grown men wear neckties made of holly leaves and drink alcoholic beverages with raw eggs and cottage cheese on them. I didn't know that eggnog had cottage cheese in it. That is upsetting. Okay, now this guy, I've never heard of him before, but I'm going to look him up. Anthony Jeselnik, just because his name is great. Jeselnik. Okay, he probably, who knows what happened to him in middle school. Okay. This is a good one. This past Christmas, I told my girlfriend for months in advance that I wanted an Xbox. This has got to be like 20 years old, but who cares? That's it. Just get me the Xbox. Beginning and the end of my list. Xbox. Remember it. You know what she got me? A homemade frame with a picture of us from our first day together. Which was fine because I got an Xbox. Now this reminds me of Kit. The first year we were together, he did this amazing thing, which was Operation TDOC. And every other night he'd come home with a present. And I never knew what it was till right before Christmas. And Operation TDOC was the 12 days of Christmas. Now the gift I gave him was he wanted me to give him something very expensive for Christmas. And I said, great, let's do it. You deserve it. You're a wonderful guy. You've worked really hard. You absolutely deserve this really expensive present. And I have this great idea for Christmas, which is that whatever we spend on you for Christmas, we spend on me, just to keep the tension down. And so that's how we've always, so I'm very generous. I give him lavish gifts. So that works. Okay, there's just one. I've been looking at YouTubes to try to make myself happy. I only found one. And it is really, really cute. You can Google it. It's Christmas Story Kids Version. It's 3 minutes and 16 seconds. It's from the Southland Christian Church. Don't go anywhere else. There's other things on this page. This is hysterical. These fathers lip sync their children's words, but the children tell the story of Christmas. Mary was out hanging laundry when this all happened. It is so funny. And then this little boy goes, when he goes up to Joseph, which I found this part difficult when I was a child too, like, how's Joseph gonna take all this, right? Like, it's a pretty unusual story. So he said that St. Gabriel came up to Joseph and he said, listen, Mary's not lying. She's not lying. It has parts like that. And you should see the fathers talking their words. 3.5 minutes, less than 3.5 minutes. Might take you 20 seconds to find it. But, oh my gosh, it was adorable. So I'm still working on it. And I guess there's just going to be days where I can't get my engine going. And I think I'm going to forget about wrapping gifts today, at least. and rethink the Tiffany box for this shirt that I don't even know about it, you know. When it's at TJ Maxx, it's been other places and people have said no, and that always haunts me, always. So just wish me luck, and I will be back. Stay sane. You know, I'm playing Christmas music. This is instrumental music that's kind of sort of depressing me. So it might just be a bad day all the way around, but I just wanted to try to stay sane, give you a couple of jokes, and tell you to go to that YouTube. You will not be sorry. Cutest thing in the world. Thanks, and stay sane. That's our plan, okay? Bye-bye.